Scott, have you ever seen a show called The Feud on Hulu?
No, this is not The Family Feud now, right?
No, somebody suggested this show over the weekend, and I never even heard of it, never seen it, nothing. And I thought, well, I'll ask if you have. It's about Truman Capote, I guess. I have no clue. I've never even heard of this, but they said it was a great show.
I have not heard of it. All right, well, I mean, add that to the list of 85 things to watch.
I know. And it's funny because I was talking to her and then her daughter, Bridget. And so Bridget is probably, I think she said she's 25, teacher. And so I was like, oh, Bridget, what are you watching right now? And she goes, I watch Jeopardy every night and go to bed by 8.
What a great life.
Wait a second. Aren't you the 25-year-old? And okay.
Sure. Yeah. But right. What more can you say except, well, live it up.
Exactly. I was like, that great. Fantastic. When was the last time you had a babysitter?
It's been a minute. Well, I mean, if it's an appointment, you know, I have my circle of friends that I kind of rotate through. I'm like, hey, can you swing over for like a quick hour? But that's not like a going out kind of a thing. Oh, I know. When we did the thing for Children's Miracle Network and we stopped up for an hour at Patrick's.
Okay. So you hired a babysitter?
No, it was our friend Sean.
My God. You know you're supposed to pay him anyway.
Well, he likes playing board games with Lydia.
I'm sure he would also like $20 too. But anyway, sure. So if you cancel on a babysitter, like let's say an hour or two before, should they still get compensation?
Not the full amount.
Because they were expecting to get paid that night, and you're the one that canceled on them. So what's the percentage that
they should
get?
Okay, I'm going to answer it just like this. If you have you worked in the restaurant industry?
Yes.
Has it ever happened to you that you went to work and it was a quieter than expected night, and they said, okay, we're not going to need you past, I don't know, the hour you were there or 2 hours?
Right, I became first.
You got sent home early.
They call it first cut. Yeah, I was first cut. Yes, definitely. I mean, I still made my base pay, and I might got like a table or two, so you're right. So then what's the percentage then? If you're saying, well, then they should get paid something, because it sounds like you're saying that they should get paid something.
Well, here's the thing. There's always the unexpected. Look at my morning this morning. I was getting ready to come and hang out with you in the studio, and then Lydia decided, hey, I'm going to barf out phlegm. Mm-hmm. So here I am here. You know, there's unexpected things that happen. So, and kids especially get sick really quick.
Yeah.
So I think it would be a nice gesture to say to somebody, hey, you know, we don't need a sitter tonight, but you know what? I got $20 for you. That would be nice.
That would be, or maybe next time I'll pay you a little extra for the inconvenience or what have you. What do you
guys, but you're not getting the full amount.
No. What do you guys think? 71231 keyword sass. Or do you think that they should get the full amount? If I cancel on my babysitter, they were expecting to get, let's say, $50 that night because I was going to be out for an extended period of time. Should they get the full $50? Or like Scott says, a percentage?